Welcome to Mailroom, our show that takes us girls inside the mind of the opposite sex by going straight to the source. In each episode, we sit down with three very different guys to get their perspectives, translate our texts, and provide some tribal knowledge on their very elusive species. So guys, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for being here. I'm going to have each one of you go around, introduce yourself with your name, age, what you do, and the type of guy that you are in dating.
Okay.
So are you like the Peter Pan type? Are you the sensitive type? So I'll let you kick it off.
Oh, God, great. My name is Jordan. I'm 29. I live in the East Village. I do medical device sales for heart and vascular surgery. And the type of guy I'm dating-wise would be like a Category 4 hurricane. Like a scale of 5.
Is that like clinginess or?
No. Just like a natural disaster.
Oh, got it. Okay, so that's
not
like a warning.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like a beautiful
Understood.
Thing.
Yeah. You know,
nature.
I come through and then like people rebuild.
Fair Absolutely. Enough. My name is Evan Clark from Los Angeles. Live here in West Village. I'm 26. I work in real estate development. And I kind of categorize myself as like a wannabe Prince Charming. Like I really try to be him, but at the end of the day, it doesn't always work out.
Prince Charming in training?
That's a much better way to put it.
Yeah.
Prince Charming in training.
That's
we're going to go with that.
Yeah,
I try my best, but it doesn't always quite go my way.
My name is Andrew Schleter. I live in the Lower East Side. I work in brand consulting in the entertainment industry. I would say that I'm just a very elusive dater.
Ooh, what do you mean by that?
Get to date number 3, and that's probably it.
Also,
but you might get past it. If you do get past it, that's great. I feel like everyone in New York is like that. Especially, I think, girls, too.
Yeah.
I think you get to a certain point, and it's like you gotta kind of make a decision, and...
No one is ever quite ready to do it.
Yeah, no one's ready to do it.
So on that note, how do you normally fade that out? Is it like a ghosting situation? Is it a text?
It's never a ghosting situation.
Okay.
But like, I also think like some things just fade out naturally. And a lot of people that I dated, I become really good friends with. You just understand like we are better as friends,
friend is cuter, and you just
maybe.
Or their roommate.
I didn't have any
luck.
You said it, not me. But I think a lot of it too is like just they meet your friends, and I think you just kind of realize like this isn't going to work like in a romantic way, but. You can still be friends.
I feel like New York is so mutually mutual in the sense that half the time the girl no longer wants to date and half the time the guy like kind of wants to fade out too. It's not like that in most other places, but in Manhattan, girls are just as elusive as guys some of the time.
Yeah.
I think it's like, I would say we're at the age now where it like warrants a conversation. Like maybe a few years ago, you could just ghost them.
What's your usual script?
I'll just be super honest and be like, hey, look, this isn't working. Wow. I see you better as a friend. Someone did that to me, and I like actually appreciated it.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, wow, okay, that's better than like definitely being ghosted.
Yeah.
But it's like a tricky medium to find. It's like a natural talent to figure out how to
We're too old to ghost. I mean,
yeah,
Evan maybe not.
No. I can't.
He's Prince Charming in training.
Yeah.
He's natural
yeah.
ghost.
Yeah.
I can't do the ghosting thing because I would feel too bad.
You know what he is?
No way.
He's fucking Lord Farquaad in training.
Oh!
Short King.
Can you elaborate?
Short King.
Wait, I feel like Short Kings are really making a comeback.
I'm like 5'9 and a half, 5'10.
That's that short.
I have average height. I looked it up. Male statistics.
You looked
height.
It up just
yeah.
to be sure.
And I have fantastic hair and decent style.
So the hair gives you like another inch or so anyway, right?
It's just a distraction.
Yeah. Understood. And on a dating app, do you
6 foot.
Yeah,
no. I can pull it up. My phone's over there. It says 5'10". I approve.
We'll roll the tape later.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think about love bombing? Have you ever done it, be honest, or experienced it?
You can start this one.
You were mentioning that you
yeah.
might be involved in
it.
I'm going to get in trouble for this.
Yeah, this is Watergate right here.
You know, I would say a couple weeks ago I wasn't going on a Europe trip with a girl, but... next week I am going on a trip with a girl.
After
and,
how many dates?
Oh, zero.
Oh, this is a first date?
It's the definition of a love.
Yeah, it's kind of a first date. We've known each other for a long time.
Okay, so friends first.
Friends first. Yeah, definitely. She's like one of my first friends in New York.
Okay.
And yeah, I'd rather not go into it more than that. But you know what? I guess we will.
Yeah, so you know, name and Instagram tag, address, social security.
Yeah, let's see the pic.
Everything.
No, we can. I can show you the pic. She's actually really hot. So.
Oh, cool.
All
right.
I mean, why not? A trip to Europe. I guess you can actually tell a lot about someone and how they travel too. So that could be foreplay.
Yeah.
That could be, or that could be awful.
Well,
so
it was like a mutual. It was a mutual kind of love bombing situation. You know what
okay.
I mean? I think we both were like we should do this. It's a great idea. Versus, you know, someone like Evan who.
Well, love bombing is often kind of like unintentionally my way to maybe like start dating a girl or like pick a girl up. It's like choose a really nice restaurant. Okay, then you start dating. And it's like maybe buy her a present, and then it's like another nice thing.
What kind of presents are you buying?
It's an array of presents.
Birthday bags.
No.
What are you
no,
buying,
no.
and at what stage?
I think it's more like gifts early.
Is this prostitution? Like prostitution? Like
no. But this is like.
Hey,
what are you getting these girls?
No.
It's just like after a couple
like
dates, and you're like maybe boyfriend, girlfriend, maybe not. You're like oh, just like. A bracelet or like a dress to go out, like a fun, like buy a dress and go out to dinner. And then all of a sudden
it's
like.
It's like an episode of The Bachelor.
Well, and then it gets repetitive and they start dating and you run out of things to like gift and then love bombing is abruptly over and you can't.
Are they gifting you back anything?
Most of the time.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
What is your
we don't
cycle?
Know if we can. We don't know if we can talk about it on camera, but they are.
Yeah, what is your you cycle? Can. Is it like a 3 month cycle, 6 month cycle? This is my first time.
Well, generally.
We've met twice. Can I have a gift of some sort? Did you bring anything to this?
Yes.
I'm just kidding.
Good.
Wait.
This is actually hilarious. I just have to put this out there. Evan has, for his roster, you know how you can pin a conversation?
Yeah.
On like Apple.
Stop it.
Yes.
Stop
I put like my best friends up there, like Evan and Schleter are up there.
I'll pin in the top 6.
He'll put his roster of just women. So
how,
he knows who's on
that
roster and what.
That was a summertime thing.
Oh,
I mean,
oh my god.
It's fucking summer next
how
week.
How long is the roster generally? Like,
oh,
these
pull it up. Pull it up.
I don't have it anymore.
Pull it up.
You can pull it up right
no,
now. It's
no,
my
no.
grandma, and I think it's my ex girlfriend.
What?
Now it's getting
and
more weird.
Why'd you bring Gam into this?
Because I'm a Prince Charming in training.
I think you might need a bit more training. I'm not
yeah.
saying it's hopeless.
That was something I did for the Hamptons summer month. And this might sound kind of crazy, but it was you were meeting so many
already.
You were meeting so many people every single weekend, and you kind of lost track of like girls and guys that you were meeting. You're like, okay, just pin the ones that you're talking to and that you have conversations with up top, and then it kind of just.
Were they pinned and ranked?
No. It was just a reminder to make conversation with people that you met the weekend.
Yeah.
Friday.
You're just
there
basically
was,
you're organizing the
yeah,
pipeline.
Yeah. It wasn't like a baseball lineup where you put your, you know,
I was organizing
star athlete
the people
in the
that
spot.
I had met the weekend prior.
Okay, so since it's spring, have you guys done any spring cleaning? Your rosters?
Yeah.
Is everyone
yeah,
up
the roster,
to date?
The roster's been cleaned. The winter clothes went under the couch. And the you know the summer vests are coming
now you
out
can
now.
Start showing some skin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just insane amounts of crop shirts are coming out. We're
perfect. Okay, and just to close out the love bombing part that you were mentioning, the sequence of events
right.
of the few dates and then the gift, and are there like
for me,
words expressed to make someone think that
for
it's
me,
more
think,
serious?
Yeah, or? Probably. But nothing like super intentional. It's just
yeah.
kind of like
in the moment.
My
right?
form of like flattery, and if I like to do that sort of thing, which I think can come off as like really, really sweet and kind of charming, which is like the intention, but the feelings behind the relationship might not be as like fully there. But
in the moment when you're saying them,
oh no, this is more of like the action of love bombing, but the feelings might not have been said yet. In terms of like I love you or I really like you, it's more just like reoccurring nice things such as love bombing. But my feelings in that relationship might not be fully developed yet. But my actions might speak a little differently.
So those words and actions don't always line up.
Yes, I would say correct.
It's dangerous territory.
Yeah, you just have communication problems, so you buy girls like Cartier bracelets.
I've never done that.
It sounds more like a.
I've never done that.
How hot? Who are these girls?
I don't know who they think I am. I've never done that.
It sounds like a make-a-wish kind of thing. Like you give them a gift to keep them in the game, you know?
And then
yeah,
they
don't know
so
the
here's
incoming.
The other side. They're telling their friends,
nice.
Oh my god, he bought me this gift, and whatever.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I think we're exclusive, and he said these things, and then you're like, I'm not quite there. Just.
Yeah. Now that we've said it out loud and discussed it, maybe it's
this was an intervention. It was
a therapy session.
For all the right reasons.
Yeah.
Oh my
How
god.
Did you, maybe it's not the best solution, but mm-hmm. it is fun. And everyone, you know, ends
it's
up
dating.
It's a really good way to just cycle it out in like 1 to 2 months.
Well,
you just get it all out.
Sometimes
you understand. Maybe one of them's going to stay.
I would argue summer love bombing is like a thing too. Like it's like a summer fling.
Constant dinner. Yeah. Constant dinner reservation.
What about, would you guys ever just tell a girl, like, I find you really attractive, but I'm not looking for anything serious. It's the summer.
That's the name,
like,
of our game, yes.
You might not get laid as often, but, like, then the girl, the expectations are in line.
100%.
Maybe you could let your buddies
but
know.
But you usually say that to someone you're not interested in.
I think, I mean, in New York, it's weirdly seasonal how that kind of stuff works. But I feel like it's almost like an unspoken language sometimes, where it's like the way that you meet or the first time that you hang out, like, depending on how things kind of end up, you both might mutually understand what that relationship is going to be.
Yeah.
But
yeah. I'll tell you too, like, New York's, like, we both come from LA, and in LA, it is very
much more dating.
Yeah, dating is very different. It's like proper, actual dating. In New York, it's like, you are meeting people out, and you're meeting people who are like mutual friends, whatever, but like, very rarely are you meeting someone that's like, I want to, like, I'm looking for like a husband or looking for a wife. Like, people come to New York and they want to meet people and they want to experience things. Which I think is why it's so beautiful to date New York and meet people in New York. But when you're, I don't know, I think when you're our age, like, it's so okay to be super open with what it is that you want. And rarely is that the same thing when you're coming from LA. Rarely is that, like, I'm dating for love. I'm dating for this. Like,
it's a huge mindset.
People here are
dating. Yeah. It's a huge mindset shift.
Yeah.
Dating in New York versus dating somewhere else.
100%.
Because if you're afraid, if you meet someone that you really, really like, okay, then your social life that you kind of live in New York for might take a big drop off. I feel like a lot of guys, probably girls, have like a similar opinion when it comes to that sort of thing.
Also, our guy friends will start dating someone and fall off the face of the earth. We have
for
not
sure.
heard from them yet.
Yeah.
So interesting that guys do that.
It's rare.
Do girls do that too?
Yeah, I think when someone, like, a lot of times with girls, when they've been waiting for their relationship for so long and they get kind of wrapped up, but the ones that seem to last are the ones that still have their separate social lives, or they intertwine, but they don't go all in, because a lot of times you just burn out when you just spend all your time together.
Totally.
Even if the person's great.
The definition of love bombing, right? Like,
yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
And I guess the two, if it doesn't last, it's typically that's more like love bombing. What about, do you typically ask girls what they're looking for to kind of, if you aren't ready for something, to rule them out if they're like ready to settle down or...
Run away from that question. A girl recently asked me that on a date. It made me the most uncomfortable I've ever been in my entire dating career.
Well, did you tell the truth?
No, I didn't. I was like, I'm so put on the spot right now. I'm so put on
the
spot.
He's going to Europe with her next week.
Oh, shoot.
That's the one? No, it's not.
Yeah, that was good. Oh,
I mean, I guess I should.
Yes, come on.
Okay, sorry. But I felt so put on the spot that I just had to say whatever I thought she wanted to hear.
Okay.
And
this is fascinating.
Turns out it was absolutely not what she wanted to hear.
So that worked out.
Okay, can you give us the play-by-play?
Yeah, so this is our second date, and she's like coming back from a work event, and we went to dinner, and we're talking. She's asking, like, have you been in a relationship in New York? Like, what are you looking for out of a relationship? Like, we've been on two dates now, whatever. And it was, like, rapid fire, like, one after the other. And I was like, no, I'm just kind of looking for something casual. And she's, like, really, really
she's
hot.
No.
She's really hot. Like, okay. I wanted to have the right answer.
Lie.
What?
You should lie.
I know. I did lie.
I'm going to fight you.
And anyway, so she starts, like, kind of nodding in agreement, whatever. We kind of move on. And no joke, a month later, she goes, hey, sorry I haven't texted you back. Like, I have a boyfriend now. And I shouldn't have said,
dang,
looking for something super casual.
Ooh.
Like,
no, first,
nothing serious.
I think you did the right thing.
I did the right thing.
She's really hot. But, like, I like this girl, number one. Number two, just that, like, I think there's so much room for miscommunication when you say that thing in the moment. And you really are just, like, leading someone on. And so then you get what you want, and this poor girl's, like, creating your future together. So
no,
at least
totally.
This one, you were, like,
maybe
you missed that one night of a good time, but, like, in actuality, maybe you get better dating.
100%.
Absolutely.
That.
And that's, like, not, I wasn't, like, it's, like, I just wanted it to work with that girl, because I was really into her. She's really cool. But she never communicated back to me, like, I'm looking for a boyfriend, because I said to her, like, I'm looking for nothing.
So she probably didn't want to say.
She was probably just like, all right, well, fuck this
I'm
guy.
Pregnant.
Yeah.
You put her in a box.
Yeah, no, it was just like, I don't know. I think it's one of those things, like, my advice to a girl would be to ask that question first, so that you can react to what the guy's saying versus...
But would that have changed anything? Because to me, that's just like two people that want two very different things.
Changes answer potential.
Yeah, but that's what changes. That's where, like, you guys get
Which is probably. You gotta ask the question first. So that I can't change my answer.
Sounds like if he had
your advice,
if he had known, he would have lost
your species to like hook up more.
Well, no, but the other thing was like I was literally like sweating on this date. This girl's like 21 rapid fire questions over like 20 minutes. Like, it was very, very stressful.
Was it like, how many kids do you want to have? Like that, those kind of questions?
No, because I was like, I'm not looking for the date really. But but it was like all about like past dating history, like what I want in the future. Wasn't like
she
really
was
about
looking
like
for a relationship.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Wasn't about kids, a lot about like family.
Do you guys
like
want to know about a person that you're dating's past? Like, do you want to know their body count, or do you want to know
body count? Not
kind
so
of
much.
Times they've had.
Yeah, definitely. Like at a certain point, I feel like that comes up naturally where you just discuss past relationships and stuff, but I do not need to know. I have no interest in body count. I don't care if it's 1 or 50.
Or 500.
I don't want to know that.
Past as a person, and not like, I don't really care about the individuals they've dated unless there's something that should really be told.
Like a whole football team or something.
I don't know how we just wound up in a gangbang situation.
Well, a whole football team.
Well, we woke up at this morning. So.
If it was something that could potentially be detrimental to a relationship, then sure.
Yeah.
But I feel like the majority of people don't have that sort of information to tell, and your numbers or who you've dated and that sort of stuff is the past, and that stuff for me is not really important and definitely doesn't need to be brought up.
Okay.
For me, it's more like I just want to know if there's... if we're going to be out, or if you've like dated one of my friends before I knew you,
I wouldn't
ever like go near someone that one of my friends has dated.
Are you guys Eskimo brothers? Anyone here?
I don't know. Yeah,
we all have very different types.
Oh, that's helpful. True. In like a
very,
friend
very different types.
Crew, so you
it's
don't
very helpful.
I don't think we are.
Maybe.
Oh, great.
Oddly enough. Yeah, we might be. Yeah.
We need to have a team meeting on this.
I don't know. I think we've had this conversation for a while.
I think we have.
Sure.
We might be.
Okay.
It's possible.
But it's not a definite yes. So it's
okay.
A.
But we like very different.
We do like people. Very different girls. We won't go into this.
In what way? Oh.
No. We can. I mean, I feel like I have a very specific type. Everyone has a very specific type. Like
D's or
no,
not like that. Actually,
For me, it's more like a personality type. Like, I'm very, very attractive personality.
Yeah, we all are.
Very, like, go-getter, entrepreneur, business-minded. Like, that is, you know, for me, like, that's super attractive. Obviously, like, I mean, looks are very subjective. Like, there's many girls that I've attracted to, but it's, like, that's, like, a non-kind of negotiable for me if I'm going to date you. You know,
okay.
100%.
Kind of just find myself in random situations when I'm with these guys, but, like, I've separated from the crew. And I feel like that might be kind of why my dating scene is always a little bit different. Like, even if we go out with a group where it's like, hey, look, you should definitely introduce yourself to these girls, and, you know, the guys are kind of, you know, trying to tee each other up and introduce themselves. I almost, like, drift away to the bar.
You just find a rogue girl somewhere.
Sometimes, yeah.
You're lost.
Okay, you're lost.
Yeah. That's a good
loss.
Sometimes I look lost.
Yeah, maybe you're lost.
Okay,
I'm going to switch gears into what we call text translations.
Okay.
I'm going to read two different texts that girls have submitted and get your point of view.
Fun.
Okay, first one. I'm going to do the guy voice and then the girls.
Hey. That should be good.
Hey, what's good? Hey. Just want to be upfront and transparent, as they say. Huh. What are you looking for?
This was you.
Not looking for anything serious, but not opposed to it if it's the right thing.
Mm.
So, just wanted to let you know. Drink on my roof on Thursday?
This is an actual text thread between Andrew and a real-life person.
This is a guy...
they sent it to you.
This is the guy who it knows exactly what he wants and it has no interest in dating. He also texts very poorly. So if you get a what's good or a ha-ha, bad.
What about an LOL?
LOL is fine depending on the context, but like the
what's
random ha-ha, like the what's good is just...
A what's good is like a
if
forest fire coming your way.
If a male texts you saying what's good,
yeah,
it's
that's
not
good.
That response, in my opinion, is not looking for anything serious but not opposed to it if it
right,
comes.
Right.
Like, he's probably like, have these people already met? Do we know?
They met once.
Okay, it's like a...
That was that.
I'm not super interested in you, but if something better comes along.
I think, okay, here's what I think, is that
kind of vibe I got.
That guy is, that's maybe the double or triple text. Girl hasn't responded in a minute. He's trying to feel out whether or not, like, this girl is, like, he only wants sex, or he, does he want the date? So he's trying to, like, kind of play both sides there. Mm-hmm. I think it's just a fucking weird text, and that guy's kind of a weirdo.
He's going for, that's what he's going for Thursday sex, and he, it was very bad at texting.
It was a very, he's also very bad at texting.
I think that that is very logical. I think some girls might read the, like, but not opposed to it, no, if it's right, and like, oh, there's some hope. But I totally agree with you guys.
I mean, don't you, like, have that conversation in person? Like, the whole, like, oh, like, maybe we're going to be a thing. They've only had one date. Like, yes, that's just a weird thing.
Yeah, I think it's like thing. The pre-screen. Like, yeah, like, she down. It's like,
here's the bait. See if she takes it. Yeah, yeah. It's like, he knows exactly.
That's a classic Evan.
That's a weird. Right?
No, the bait and switch. Bait and that's switch. The bait and switch is a love bomb.
What's
the
bait and switch move?
Yeah,
I mean,
what's the bait and switch?
Love bombing is a bait and switch.
Well, the thing is I can defend myself because I do this stuff intentionally, unintentionally most of the time.
Our local deep sea feed.
Where it's like, but this guy sounds like he knows exactly what he's doing.
Yeah.
In terms of not happening, going to tell her that yeah, maybe it's happening.
Yeah.
Pique her interest, invite her to go do something fun. It's a weeknight, enticing. Probably.
Well, I mean, invite her to go to his rooftop. I mean, that's like a... one of our friends inviting her over to go to drinks at, like, downstairs from his apartment.
Yeah. Probably younger, has a rooftop.
Yeah, but still,
yeah,
like,
but that also shows that it's like negative zero effort.
Yeah, you
like,
can come
if you
up,
end
right
up there, after,
like, oh, if you're maybe you're yeah, something different, or no, something more. Like, yeah, wouldn't you want to like take her
dinner reservation?
I do disagree with like the like first date out, second date like my place. I feel like that's like probably I just want to like fuck you.
Yeah,
for sure.
That or he just has such a lack of creativity. Like, it's just no yeah, good. It's none
either
of
way,
good.
Yeah, it's yeah, not good. And what was your thought about the first and then the second date? Do you
I
have,
think,
like, a routine?
So we have a friend who does this, like, routinely where he'll, like, take a girl out on her first date. And his second date suggestion is always, like, to come over and, like, do handmade sushi at his place. Which is, like, it's like, to a T, like,
good
first
theme,
date, second
yeah,
date every time. And I just feel like the second date at home is, like, a little too quick. But he also is, like, a huge, like, love bomber, like...
Big
he'll take someone out on Friday.
That is a
yeah,
big
love. He'll take him out on Friday.
Yeah,
and then it's like
yeah,
Sunday. Hey, do you want to come over and like make sushi
look
at my place?
Look at how creative this is.
And meet my grandma. Like, not really, thank you, though.
I don't mind that as a date, though. Like, but like,
it's a good
date.
Third
date.
Yeah,
third, date,
third or fourth date. Like, date. You, like, yeah, you want to keep going out in public. I feel
yeah,
like.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
If a girl
yeah,
invited me to do that, I'd be like, I am so in there.
Well, this is a completely different
standard. She just invited me over to cook sushi in her home. I am... And I feel like I'm kind of
gonna
up,
get sushi
wouldn't
and sex.
With no food offer wow, too.
If, well,
yeah,
yeah.
Our standards
just
are
fine,
slim to none.
Okay, next yeah, text. Mm. Yo, great first date. Can't stop thinking about it too. And if it's cool, I'm up for not dating anyone else. If you're down,
dear Lord,
okay,
just well, right into it. This is Evan again. You've
no,
got two things from Evan in,
no,
in one go.
No.
This just sounds like
this
insecurity. This
yo,
guy wants to settle down, like, immediately.
Yeah,
but
super
I'm
also, the yo is really sus.
So. Let's give him credit for at least
he
being honest.
He should have started with what's good.
Evan's defending
think,
the love bombers.
Like, let's
sure,
say a girl's thinking, like, oh, this is kind of like
starts
a Disney yo, movie. Like,
no,
he wants to just date me after one date. He's already sure.
I think if the girl's into it as well, they'll find that lining in the text for sure.
I mean,
you make yourself
I'll
that,
give the guy credit for saying, I had the best date ever. Let's go for it sort of thing.
Yeah.
But... the text itself could have been a little more.
Well, do you think it's a
romantic?
Red, do you think it's a red flag if someone wants to be exclusive after a first date?
I
do.
I don't know where they went on the date.
What do you even know? Like, do you know their birthday? Like, do you like what do you know about them?
What if it's
I would have phrased it so differently. Like, for example, went on a first date. Let's say it was the best date ever. Stayed up all night. Like, did something crazy and just
yeah,
like were obsessed with each other. Then I just would have said, "I'm obsessed with you. It was the best first date ever. Like, really excited to see." You know, if anything happens to him,
mm-hmm,
that's a great
mm-hmm,
way to put it.
100%.
But not asking to be
yo,
exclusive.
This is
no,
it.
That's weird. That's a, that puts way too much pressure on it. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
I haven't even met their grandma
yet. Dating in New York is like seeing other people, right?
Like, sounds like his mom needs him to like have a girlfriend and bring him home.
Yeah,
for,
yeah.
Whatever
some,
holidays.
This
some
is
family pressure there.
If I had
it sounds
guess,
like a guy who's like 35, the girl's like 28, maybe.
Yeah.
24.
Yo.
24.
If I had to guess, this was probably November 15th, right before Thanksgiving. You know? Just looking to avoid all the questions at the table.
Holidays right around the corner.
Probably 2022 as well.
You also have 24 hours to respond. Text self-destructs.
Here's a picture. All right,
what about, do you guys believe in love at first sight? Or lust at first sight.
Yes.
Lust at first sight, 100%, yeah.
Love at first sight?
100%.
No? Yeah, I'm 100%.
It's happened multiple times.
Love, yeah. No, because I think we all are really attracted to a girl's personality and, like, what she brings to the table in that department. But, like, the first thing you're obviously attracted to is someone's looks. Like, it's just naturally what it is the majority of the time. So lust at first sight, for sure.
I'm saying 100% yes, but I think half the time, two people that fall in love at first sight probably aren't going on such different paths. And, like, laws of attraction, maybe it's not going to work out. You already know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pushing you together, but going much farther apart. But I do think you can fall in love with somebody after knowing them for, like, a 24-hour period. What happens next, you know, most often probably not going to work out. But
yeah,
you'll remember that person for a very long time if you like them that much. They'll probably stay around.
So what about sexting? What are your rules?
Terrible.
Do you, like, send out a feeler text? Like, how do you get
Evan just
that
sends
going?
Random dick pics.
No. I've never done that in my life.
I've
absolutely
seen.
Do you have a collection that you reuse, or are they all originals?
So, number one, I've never done that. Number two, that would be a horrible thing to send to somebody.
Yeah. No, do not do that.
Sexting, I don't think I've ever done.
Okay.
Like, what about just words? Like,
I'm very into sex.
I'm not, like, verbally, like...
Sometimes I'll practice with Andrew.
That's not my thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, like, you send him
I'll send him, like,
draft.
Hey,
like, yeah, this is a draft.
Hey,
here's
a naked picture of the girl I'm hooking up with. Would this be a good response?
How do you do sex?
I've never done that, no.
No.
But what do you do?
You have a game like that. I don't have a game like that.
I like sexting. Like, saying news. I don't know. It comes with trust, though. Like, it has to be... It's not going to be, like, a... After the first date, when I have this girl over for sushi,
I have no game like that.
Is this like upon request?
It's definitely got to be initiated. Like someone usually just initiates a conversation, and, like, you just send some dirty shit to each other, a picture.
Yeah.
See, if I get a hot text from a girl like that, I literally go, "What are you up to? What?
What are you up to? I want to go for drinks. Yo, what's up?
Yeah,
I want to go for drinks.
I don't know. Nothing serious though. I'm at the Thanksgiving dinner table. God damn it.
See, that's where, like, that's not my, I can't do it.
I love it. I think it's so hot.
You have a game like that?
I'm only with, like, girls that I'm, like, pretty far along with. Or, a girl that you're, like, this is, like, pretty much the only girl you're seeing. Mm. Like, maybe you've said you're exclusive, maybe you haven't, but, like, you're, like,
comfortable.
You're seeing this person. I'm like, you'd be upset if they were doing that with someone else.
Okay.
Or saying that. Or showing it to
them. Yeah, showing it to someone else, I guess. I don't know.
Look who this idiot just said.
Can someone grow on you? And are you a grower or a shower?
Well, we are all.
Neither?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Fucking funny.
Yes to both. Yes. Yes to both growings.
Yes to both growings. I think...
Great.
Yeah, no. I think that's the coolest part. If you meet a girl, and for whatever reason, it's just, like, not there, and then, like, the second or third time, you're like, holy shit, guys, like, she's the most fun person here. Like,
yeah, 100%.
Personality in the room, probably dress is fantastic. You just didn't really pick up on, like, a sexual chemistry. And then you're like, okay, wait. Yeah. Didn't notice her at first, now notice her. That's even cooler, in a sense. Because it's, like, not what stands out at first, but now you're picking up on... some, like, very personal attributes.
Hmm.
I feel like that happens a lot when we go out, where, like, we'll, like, be talking about who we're going to be with for the night, and be like, oh, I've got my eyes on this girl. And then, like, you go and you meet some of her friends, and a lot of times they're a lot more fun than they are. And
when you meet, like, a girl's friends, it makes her more attractive. Like, if you're...
That's true, too.
If you're seeing someone and you finally, like, meet their friends, and all their friends are so cool... Like, that instantly makes them more attractive, because I'm like, you,
stock,
like,
rises.
I'm a big believer, like, you know, show me your friends, I'll show you your life. Like, that, like, who you surround yourself with is so big, and, like, how you, I don't know, how you form everything, your opinions, like, the way that you put yourself out to the world, like, that, you know, I think it's super important.
I agree with that. We also kind of rely heavily on that, because we have a pretty good, great friend group of guys and girls, so it's like, get excited to bring people into that sort of environment.
Definitely.
And I know I can leave whoever I'm dating or bringing out with my friends, and it's just like...
Yeah.
And then, generally, the response is like, oh my gosh, like, this group of people, we just had the best night ever, everyone was so nice, and, like, that is such a great way to get to know somebody, because if I brought a girl out and didn't talk to her for, like, 2 hours... And they'll text me the next day and be like, oh my god, I just had the best time with... And then you know it's kind of like an unintentional test.
But... I'm actually with her right now.
Not again.
That's where she is.
Not again.
Fuck.
Yeah.
And what about, does that same theory apply in dates? Like, would you go on a first and even second date, not feel anything, and go on a third, and all of a sudden you do? Or do you usually, like, rule it out if you don't feel it after?
Yeah.
Dates are expensive out here. Like,
dates are expensive.
I'm going on date number three just to see if I feel something.
I also value my time way too much.
Yeah.
For me, it's like a time thing. Like,
I could do two.
I was unemployed, so.
I could do two and a Cartier bracelet. And then
Listen,
he's maxed out.
I'm going to need that back.
No.
All right, last question. What are your love languages? And do you know what they are?
That's like touch.
Yeah.
Verbal.
Physical touch. Gifts, which is you, for sure.
Yeah, your gifts all day long.
Peg me.
Compliments.
What?
Me,
what?
Like, pegged me.
Not,
oh, my God.
Wait, sorry, this is not
that. I think this is the last question. That's fucking funny.
Oh, great. Out it again. Oh, no, just kidding. For you at home.
I am definitely getting pegged.
Physical touch.
Physical touch. And I love to give gifts.
Oh,
when
yeah.
No.
My birthday's in November.
Making just fun of me.
No, I think when you're actually dating someone, or like you're with someone and like giving them a really thoughtful gift, is like a deep emotional connection.
Yeah.
Shows like, I know you, like I want to give you something that like shows you that.
Mm-hmm.
And I also don't know what the other love languages are. So,
by default, those are your.
I have different.
Yes.
Four.
You guys want me to tell
communication.
Me what
they are? Well, yeah, you should have prefaced it.
Okay. So touch. Acts of service, gifts, quality time, and words of affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to change
quality
yours?
Quality time, like,
so nice.
Go to my rooftop.
Oh,
God. Pretty nice.
I think words of affirmation.
You're a words guy, it seems.
Yeah. Well, because it's so nice. Right. Like, I love to, like, boost people up, even, like guy friends, girlfriends.
No, it's how you, how you get it or how you receive it.
Hey, someone gives it to you.
I have a different one for each, which is what I was going to say before.
Yeah.
Right?
It's
okay,
like how
you
receive, it's how you
receive
it.
What gets
it.
You.
All right, cut that, Jordan.
How I receive it. What?
Cut that.
No, for me, receiving words of affirmation. But for me, giving, I would say, is probably reciprocated words of affirmation, but I also like a little bit of physical touch.
A little bit thrown in there.
Yeah, just like
I think the words of affirmation is huge, especially for just like as guys. It's not that often you get a text or a call from a girl just being like giving you a confidence booster, telling you how much she like enjoyed your time. I feel like guys, a lot of that load in a relationship is like, you look so pretty. Oh my God, how was you? Like, girls who express that to guys, it goes a long way.
You have really nice eyes, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so last segment we're going to do is called Just the Tip.
Okay.
So I'm going to have each one of you guys go around. Is that your usual technique?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Week is it?
So I'm going to have each one of you give your one tip to all the ladies of the world. So whether that would be a tip you would give a good girlfriend or your sister, something related to dating.
Yeah.
That would be kind of a PSA.
Do you have one?
100%.
All right.
Yeah, please start.
I think it's super attractive. Maybe if it's not the first date or the second date, to plan the date. So it's like the guy doesn't always have to choose the restaurant or the place to get drinks.
Mm-hmm.
But if she's like in tune with the hot spots and she has a social life, and she goes, hey, look, you meet me here, I'm planning this one. Immediately I'm like, okay. She's independent. She knows what she's doing. She's picked a hot spot. And then the way that she can judge me for picking the first one, I can kind of give her like a little bit of judgment based off the spot that she picked.
Mm-hmm.
You get to know her a little bit better. Rather than a guy going 1, 2, 3, 4, it's like, what do I know about you? You haven't, picked a place yet.
Yeah.
If she doesn't know anywhere to go, maybe your personalities don't match up as well.
Mm-hmm. Good one.
That's a really good one.
That's a very good one. You stole the words right out of my mouth.
I'll go. Mine's not nearly as good, but I would say like just be confident and have great communication. I think that's the two most important things.
Confidence is dating
in New York City, there's so many like people that, it's like be confident, have upfront communication about what you want and your needs in a relationship. Otherwise, there's plenty of people to move on to and just not worth wasting your time.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
I think for me, especially in New York, it's become like super clear. Like you're not... Like, if I'm dating you, I'm also, like, my friends are such a big part of my life, and I want that to be a part of your life, and I want, the friend groups to kind of match up. And, like, we're all in our 20s. Like, it's really important, I think, for everyone to still have their social lives and not get so cornered into, like, like we're dating, and now like Friday, Saturday night, like those are my nights with you. Mm-hmm. Like I think it's so important to still have your social life and, you know, your friends to be able to like commingle with my friends. I think if that's not like an effort that's made, like you just fall into a trap of like, you're not able to.
It's close to mine. She's taking you out with her friends and stuff. Just
yeah, no, exactly.
It goes both ways.
Yeah, it has to go both ways. It's not just like
it's fantastic. When
yeah,
that happens.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, guys, thanks so much for joining us,
thanks
ladies.
For
we
love
have
it.
A lot more mail to go through next time. See you then.
See ya.
Thank you. Peace.